singing is a most exciting, uplifting, beneficial activity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Singing is something very special. When I was minister of the church, Religious Science Church in El Centro, part of my activity was to go to the rest homes and bring a service to the people living in the rest homes. And they were always waiting for us. When we would get there, part of our congregation would go with us, we would bring out our joy song books and we would sing with these elderly people. And they would walk into the room with a slow shuffle, and they would sit in their chairs, sort of slouchy. And then I would say, "Okay, now everybody stand up." And everybody stood up. Some said, "I can't stand." I said, "Everybody stand up." And I made a bunch of jokes about standing up. I said, "Come on now, we can all stand up. And it's time to go and pick up our lotto ticket results. It's time to go and visit our grandchildren. It's time to look alive." And, well, they started looking alive. And then we began to sing. One of our people was a very good pianist, and she would play the piano for us for our joy songs. She knew the joy songs very well, too. And so we got the people to start singing. And within about 5 or 10 minutes, all of the rest home came into the big recreation room, and they were all standing around singing our joy songs. They were from every faith imaginable, but they were singing our joy songs, because our joy songs spoke only of the truth about your body, your mind, and your spirit, that you're a beautiful soul, that you're wonderful. I like me, I like me. We would sing beautiful songs. And every Sunday, we would go and do this right after lunch. And it was quite an exciting adventure. The people were all ready to sort of sit back for their afternoon nap after the church was over and after dinner was over, lunch was over. They were ready to nap. But when we came in to start singing, the whole organization came forth, and we had a couple of rest homes. And every rest home was just the same. But we had fun. And we sang our hearts out. And they sang their hearts out. And we gave them songs, some of them the ones that they recognized from their old-time religion songs, but most of them were new songs. Most of them were uplifting songs that said, "You are beautiful, you are wonderful," that said, "I like me," that said, "This is a wonderful world." And as we began doing this week after week, we got requests from the rest homes to come at different evenings, too. They wanted us to come for their special evening programs. And we would go, of course, because we always like to be invited. And by the time we were done, every rest home in El Centro was well known to our singing group. And we had a color television show every Sunday also. It was an hour long. And on this color television show, we would sing these songs and we would tell these stories and we would speak our positive word in a very wonderful way. And I would invite the local ministers one by one to join me on the Sunday program. And then I'd ask the local minister to answer questions that I would ask, which asked about, where did he think God was? Where does he think the people were? And what the normal questions you would ask in church. But before the minister got started, I would give a little 1 or 2, 3 minute idea of where these answers all came from. And by the time I was done, the other ministers were all right in line with the idea that God dwells inside of each one of us and wants to come out singing happily, joyfully, wonderful. I had the privilege of joining one of our couples in marriage, and one was a Catholic, and one was a member of the Religious Science Church in El Centro. And so I said okay to Father Battle, who was the priest of the Catholic Church. We'll hold it in your Catholic Church. But I go second. You go first. We will conduct the service together, and you will do your part, and then I will do my part. And so for every part that he did, saying the traditional Catholic liturgy for a marriage ceremony, I gave the very untraditional, Jesus-oriented, positive thinking, uplifting attitude that I knew very well from myself. And when I finished that particular service, Father Battle called me into his office, and he says, "Can you give me that service? Can you give me all those things you said? Because the Catholic Church is now allowing us to have more liberal services, and what you have said says exactly what we say, but it says it in a much more positive way. Can you do that?" I said, "Of course. And I'll give you anything else that you ask, too." And we became fast friends. People become fast friends when they speak positively, joyfully, wonderfully together. People become fast friends when they share their heart and their soul, their life together in a wonderful, beautiful way. People become fast friends when they are doing the things that are wonderful and beautiful in their life. This can be the case for every one of us. This can be the case for every one of us in every area of our life. If we will stand up for who we are, if we'll stand up for what we believe, if we'll stand up for the attitudes that are most reasonable and most important in our heart, we'll find that everybody in the world thinks exactly like we do. Because it is love your neighbor like yourself. It is put out your hand and help your fellow man. It is being gentle, being loving, being caring, being understanding. It is singing beautiful songs that tell all of the things in your heart, all of the dreams, all the desires, all the goals that tell the world that this is a wonderful world indeed. It's a wonderful world indeed. And because it's a wonderful world, it's the kind of world that we all want to live in, the kind of world we all recognize, respect, honor, and uphold. Is it the kind of world that you want? Is it the kind of world that you're looking for to have your life lived in? Well, if it's the kind of world you want, it has to begin with you. It begins with every thought you have in your mind. It begins with every idea you have in your heart. It begins with who you are. And when you can have a singing heart, when you can have a joy-filled heart, when you can have a heart that looks out and finds good everywhere, if you can have a heart that says, "I love you, I love you, I love you," every time you look at a person, see a person, starting out with yourself. Yes, starting out with myself. I have to first love myself before I can ever love anybody else in the world. I have to first like myself before I can ever like anyone else in the world. I have to first delight in the world that I live in and among the people I live with. I live with people every moment of my life with whom I say, "I love you." I live with people every moment of my life with whom I say, with unconditional love, "I hold you in my heart. You are the blessing to my life." I say this to everyone, and everyone says it to me. And life is so wonderful, so fabulous, so great, so magnificent, all because I started loving myself. And when I started loving myself, I couldn't help but love everybody in my world. Naturally, it's easy to love my pets. It's easy to love my family. It's easy to love my relatives. It's easy to love my government. It's easy to love my neighbors. It's easy to love everybody when I love myself first. Because when I love myself first, I have set in motion the most marvelous, wonderful, beautiful concept known to the world forever and ever. This is a good world. Sing to the world and tell the world how wonderful it is. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.